Good morning, this is Doug Chabot with the Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Forecast on Wednesday, December 4th at 7 a.m. Today's forecast is sponsored by Grizzly Outfitters and your Montana Chevy dealers, and this forecast does not apply to operating ski areas. This morning, under partly cloudy skies, mountain temperatures are in the high teens to low 20s, and winds are blowing west to southwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour with gusts of 40 in the Bridger Range. There's no new snow to report, nor is there any forecasted in the immediate future. Today will be mostly sunny with mountain temperatures reaching the low 30s and southwest wind blowing 15 to 25 miles per hour. The mountains south of Big Sky to West Yellowstone have the weakest snow in our forecast area. Near the ground, a layer of sugary faceted snow called depth hoar struggles to support the snow from the weekend. Dave and I had this layer collapse with an audible woomph many times in Lionhead, and Ian and I had the same yesterday in Taylor Fork. A woomph is an avalanche on flat terrain, and bullseye information the snow is unstable. Without new snow in the forecast, this weak layer will become less reactive to triggering. However, like a bad case of diaper rash, it will be problematic for weeks to come. For today, in the Southern Madison Range, Southern Gallatin Range, and Lionhead area near West Yellowstone, the avalanche danger is rated moderate since we are still seeing signs of instability and it's possible to trigger avalanches. Yesterday, the Bridger Bowl Ski Patrol triggered large avalanches on a few heavily wind-loaded slopes at the ridgeline. These were hard slabs of wind-packed snow that traveled 1,000 feet downhill. They broke 2 to 4 feet deep and ran on a crust that formed early in the season. The size of these slides caught us off guard. We were not expecting them to run that deep. Patrollers triggered the slides as they cut and shoveled cornices. Although these were triggered in the Bridger Range, the Yellowstone Club Ski Patrol and the Big Sky Ski Patrol are also finding wind-loaded slopes to be problematic, and I have no reason to think otherwise in the Northern Gallatin Range or around Cook City. Heavily wind-loaded terrain is avalanche-prone. Without a wind-loaded slopes are generally stable, yet isolated areas could harbor weak snow. Dave and Alex found this in their Northern Bridger Range, which was detected by testing the snow. For today, the avalanche danger is rated moderate on all wind-loaded slopes and low on all others. If you get out, please send us your observations, no matter how brief. You can fill out an observation form online, send us an email at mtavalanche@gmail.com, leave us a voicemail at 587-6984, or hashtag us on Instagram at GNFACOBS. And thanks for calling.